News. I'm Ed Donahue. Shots were fired at a subway station in Brooklyn.
So this is an active shooter situation right now in the city of New York.
At least 10 people were shot, 8 others injured. 5 people are in critical condition. Governor Kathy Hochul says police are still looking for the suspect.
This individual is still on the loose. This person is dangerous. They're asking individuals to be very vigilant and alert.
Police Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell says this is not being treated as terrorism. And it all started this morning as a train was approaching the 36th Street station.
An individual on that train donned what appeared to be a gas mask. He then took a canister out of his bag and opened it. The train at that time began to fill with smoke. He then opened fire.
According to multiple law enforcement sources briefed on the investigation, preliminary information indicates the gunman who fled was wearing a construction vest and a gas mask. Vladimir Putin is vowing to press the invasion of Ukraine until Russia's goals are met. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky wants more sanctions against Russia.
Ukraine's president has told lawmakers in Lithuania, a former Soviet republic that's now an EU and NATO member, the Kremlin was sure of its impunity in Ukraine. Zelensky urges sanctions on all Russian banks and calls for Europe to refuse or at least significantly limit usage of Russian energy imports. As well, he says an investigation by combined Ukrainian and European authorities into alleged war crimes committed by the Russians was still ongoing. Almost every day, he says, new mass graves of killed people are found. I'm Charles Diledesma.
New York Lieutenant Governor Brian Benjamin has been arrested in a federal corruption investigation. Authorities say the Democrat was arrested on charges including bribery and falsification of records. Benjamin joined the administration of Governor Kathy Hochul in September. This is AP News. Consumers don't need the government to tell them inflation reached more than 40-year highs. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
With gas prices over $4.50 a gallon in Alameda, California.
That's an extra dollar per gallon that I'm paying.
And his grocery bill getting even higher.
Eggs are a dollar more as well, so everything's going up at least a dollar.
Jason Emerson didn't need to hear the Labor Department report that the Consumer Price Index has spiked 8.5% higher than March of last year. Economists say the cost of men's clothing is up 14%, and grocery prices are 10% higher, with items like bacon and oranges costing 18% more. This woman in Alameda has to rely on a food bank for help.
They have fresh vegetables and stuff that I can't necessarily afford.
The Federal Reserve is raising interest rates to help cool down inflation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.